Newfoundland Heritage. Sounds boring, right? An old building in your community filled with photos and artifacts might not be an exciting place to go. But a restored heritage building that is set up as a trendy new restaurant or a lighthouse that you can order picnics at could be something to draw your attention. Newfoundland and Labrador Heritage Foundation strives to keep heritage alive in our province, specifically with structures and buildings. Part of their initiative is the annual poster contest for school students.
It's the 13th year of the Heritage Places poster contest. We always had good numbers, but I wanted to get it out more into the schools because I think heritage places in Newfoundland are important, and the people who are going to be looking after them in 20 years' time are now going to school.
Andrea O'Brien's job at the Heritage Foundation is municipal outreach. This involves speaking with people from different communities to discover which structures are important to them. Part of this is organizing the poster contest, an annual event where youth create a poster of a historical building in Newfoundland. The foundation gets a great response each year, and the program has become a hit in rural and urban schools.
We want them to go out and kind of find the buildings in their community that someone in St. John's might not necessarily know about. A main part of it is the art, but also the kids telling us why it's important to them. We want kids to see the value in these places and not just see them as, you know, old buildings that are, you know, or going to fall down or too upkeep.
Poster contest winner Luke Shanahan chose the RJ O'Brien building in his hometown Cape Royal for his painting. The building was a general store and now it is home of Stan Cook's Kayaking.
I chose that to paint because, like, every day of the summer I walk by it once or twice. You know, it's not easy to miss. Weird shaped and it's yellow, so, you know, I was looking at it and thought that it was something that everyone would know, or everyone from Cape Royal would know what it was.
The contest is important for school kids. The curriculum doesn't offer much Newfoundland history, and the social studies course has lost it as a priority.
Kind of losing the heritage now. Everything's become more modern and generic. I think the contest is good. I think they should keep doing it.
The Heritage Foundation has figured out a way to help keep heritage alive while also going along with our generation to become more modern and generic. O'Brien says it's important to keep youth interested in their history, but it's also important to keep up with the times by modernizing some of these buildings.
We don't want to go into a building and just see all these exhibits of old stuff. You know, there's only so many times you can look at an old iron and appreciate it. We want to go into places and see buildings that are actually alive and are being used for different purposes. And there's lots of places around the province that come to mind, like the Ferryden Lighthouse, that could have been turned into a museum. It would have been like any other museum anywhere in the province. But the use that was turned into now, there's thousands of people who go through that every summer, and by osmosis, they're getting the history of that building, they're getting an appreciation for that building through having a picnic.
The reality is, we don't need old buildings to have history. That is why Heritage Foundation strives not just to include structures in their restoration. They tell stories, sing songs, make foods, celebrate holidays, and practice beliefs from our heritage to make it all come to life. This is so important to keep Newfoundland history around.
Don't always need old buildings to have a heritage. And if it's, you know, an empty old building that's kept up and nobody's using it, what kind of heritage is that really?
O'Brien says history isn't a static thing. It is always changing. For Kicker Radio, I'm Victoria Batcock.